Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, yes. And that's my fine wife, Bev, on this May 3rd.
Mm.
What's our scripture today, Bev?
All right. It's out of Luke.
Do not be afraid.
It's out of Luke 1:13. Luke 1:13, it says, "But the angel said to him, 'Do not be afraid, Zechariah. Your prayer has been heard. Your wife Elizabeth will bear a son, and you are to call him John.'"
Hallelujah.
There you go.
On today's call, our teaching is four laws to overcome insufficiency.
Mm.
If you find yourself living in insufficiency, notice we didn't say lack. If you find yourself living in insufficiency, you want to be released from its cruel grip. You must see yourself totally leaving insufficiency behind and walking in the realm of abundant prosperity. However, before you can properly visualize the new prosperous image of yourself, you must be convinced of God's promises to meet every need you have. Please realize God's ability to supply your every need will not come to you from our teaching or the teaching of others. Our teaching may stimulate your mind with the possibilities of God's word,
which is what we're after.
That's it. It's what we're hoping for. You're right, baby. However, you'll have to experience this truth from God's word on your own.
And we know you will.
Let the word of God speak to you.
Yes.
Hear the inventory of what God has for you. Allow yourself to hear and understand the next four Bible verses with your spiritual ears.
Mm-mm. First, Ephesians 1:3. Ephesians 1 verse 3 tells us that all our blessings are spiritual, which means they may be invisible to the eye, but not to our spirit and imagination. It says, "Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ." Notice it didn't say, well, we're going to get a smattering while we're down here. It says all spiritual blessings in heavenly places.
Wow.
Wow.
Thank you, Lord, for that.
Amen.
Second Peter 1:3 tells us what manner of blessings are provided. It reveals an inventory of the invisible blessings in the heavenly storehouses of God. All things that pertain unto life and godliness, these two realms are all-inclusive. According to his divine power, have given unto us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of him that have called us to glory and virtue.
And third, Ephesians 3:20, well known to us, especially in the Classic Amplified Bible, it tells us that God is ready to do more than we could even ask for or think. It says, "Now to him who, by in consequence of the action of his power, that is at work within us, is able to carry out his purpose and do super abundantly, far over and above all that we dare ask or think, infinitely beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams."
I love that.
I do.
Infinitely
too.
Beyond our highest prayers, desires, thoughts, hopes, or dreams. Ephesians 3:20, honey, is good no matter what translation you read it in. I don't have time to read it today, but if you have a Passion Bible, read it. It'll bless you so much.
Oh, it will.
Fourth, 2 Corinthians 9:9. 2 Corinthians 9:9 tells us that God will give us sufficiency in everything we need. And God is able to make all grace, every favor and earthly blessing come to you in abundance, so that you may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need, be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, and furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. The verses that we've just read are directly from the Word of God. They have great power to build on our faith. Romans 10:17, "For faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God." Or as Dr. Fred Price used to say, faith cometh by hearing and hearing and hearing and hearing.
Yep.
And hearing and hearing and hearing.
The Word of God.
The Word of God. Christian books can motivate you. Christian CDs and MP3s can encourage you. Christian speakers can excite you. All these helps can challenge us, but they cannot give you faith. Once you know God's truth, you'll easily change your confession about your circumstances. You'll no longer say wistfully, maybe one day I'll have all my needs met. Rather, you will boldly say, I am prosperous right now, have all I need, and I abound. When your confession changes by conviction because you believe what God's word says, it won't be long till your circumstances will also change. For it is a Bible fact, you shall have whatsoever you say. Mark 11:24. Therefore, I tell you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe that you received it, and it will be yours. We found four laws of control over the natural realm. With these, you can do much to control your circumstances.
That's right. One, you are becoming what you imagine yourself to be.
Wow.
What you see, that when you start believing what God says about you, you will start living it. Number two, that which you continuously concentrate on grows stronger and stronger, and that which you ignore will grow weaker and weaker. And number three, what you daydream about tends to become reality. What you talk about, you bring about. Number four, you are drawn to whatever you concentrate on, and where whatever you concentrate on is being also drawn to you. So while the following scriptures do not use the same words, they do substantiate the four rules that we just shared with you. Like it says in Proverbs 23:7, for as he thinketh in his heart, so is he. You know, you can personalize that too. For as Laurel thinketh in her heart, so is she. For as Carol thinketh in her heart, so is she. And as Maya thinketh in her heart, so is she. You know, the scripture just confirms law number one. You are becoming what you imagine yourself to be.
Wow.
In Job 3:25, this bears witness. Says, for the thing, this is Job speaking, for the thing which I greatly feared has come upon me, and that which I was afraid of is come unto me. Notice how he drew that to himself. That's why we do not fear, do not fear, do not fear. The Message Bible translation of Job 3:25 says it this way. The worst of my fears has come true. What I've dreaded most has happened.
You know, honey, regardless of the translation of Job 3:25, it confirms law number two. That which you continuously concentrate on tends to grow stronger. Now what you ignore tends to grow weaker. Philippians 4:8. Finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. We feel impressed to share the Message Bible version of Philippians 4:8-9. It says, summing it all up, friends, I'd say you'll do best by filling your minds and meditating on things true, noble, reputable, authentic, compelling, gracious, the best, not the worst, the beautiful, not the ugly, things to praise, not things to curse. Put into practice what you've learned from me, what you've heard and saw and realized. Do that, and God, who makes everything work together, will work you into his most excellent harmonies.
Law number three, what you daydream about tends to become reality. And that actually, we can read about that in Philippians 4:8-9. And that would be the truth. Now here's another scripture. And I love this one, totally love it. 1 John 5:14-15. I actually use this a lot when I'm praying for people. And it says, and this is the confidence that we have in him, that if we ask anything according to his will, he heareth us. And if we know that he hears us, whatsoever we ask, we know that we have the petitions that we desired of him. There is such power in that verse. And this is the confidence that Yvette has in him, that if Yvette asks anything according to his will, he heareth her. And if we know that he heareth Yvette, whatsoever Yvette asks, we know that Yvette has the petitions that she desired of him.
Hallelujah. The scripture confirms law number 4. You're drawn to whatever you concentrate on. Whatever you concentrate on is being drawn to you. 1 Peter 1:13. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober and hope to end for the grace that is brought unto you and the revelation of Jesus Christ. The Greek word translated as mind in verse 13 is often translated as imagination in other scriptures. According to Strong's Concordance, gird refers to the practice of Orientals who, in order to be unimpeded in their movements, were accustomed when they started a journey or engage in any work to bind their long flowing garments closely around their bodies and fastening them with a leather belt. In other words, they gird their clothes to protect themselves while traveling and to allow unencumbered movement. Loins is an anatomical term referring to reproductive abilities. So verse 13 could be amplified to say, protect what you're reproducing in your imagination. What you're reproducing in your imagination is what will be drawn to you. If you're wondering how applicable these laws are to you, or these blessings only apply in the sweet by and by, we strongly urge you to consider the words of Matthew 5:18, Classic Amplified Bible. For truly I tell you, until the sky and earth pass away and perish not, one smallest letter, nor one little hook identifying certain Hebrew letters will pass from the law to all things, if foreshadows or accomplished. So if every scripture that we've shared with you must be fulfilled, for heaven and earth will pass away. Don't you think it'd be a good time to start embracing and activating God's word? After all, scripture was written especially for you.
That's right. God loves you, and he always will. But he's going to take, and you can be confident, as we read in 1 John 5, you can be confident that he is going to totally stand behind his promises.
Hallelujah.
So why not take advantage of them?
That's right.
All right.
Well, until tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.